I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, The Force and Fallon singing Awakens. Are you a true Star Wars fan? You can answer yes to that question if you've ever tried to use your smartphone as a lightsaber. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and Larry Wilmore on this week's premiere of The Force Awakens. And at the end of today's podcast, a Punchlines bonus. Listen to the cast of Star Wars performing the movie's theme song along with Fallon and his band.
Infamous pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli is arrested for securities fraud. And I don't have a punchline for this joke because I spent all day getting my costume ready for the Star Wars premiere! That's what I did!
Now, the new Star Wars movie comes out this week, and because of that, a lot of teens are starting to use Star Wars-related slang terms. We all know gaydar, which is the ability to tell if someone's gay. Well, this is vadar. It's a term for the ability to tell if someone is evil. For example, my vadar went off the minute Cindy walked into the party, and then later I saw her choking Beth in the kitchen.
And in an interview this week at the premiere of Star Wars, one of its stars, Oscar Isaac, said that he would leave Earth forever if he could take a family member. Or as most people call that, defeating the purpose of leaving Earth. It's like, no, you're not getting it. You get away from everybody.
Go.
Go to Mars, man.
This is funny. A number of theaters are warning people not to bring their lightsabers to the movie, which I believe is a violation of their rights under the Second Galactic Republic Constitutional Amendment.
Moving on, it's C-3PO, and let's see the definition. When you can't tell if someone is gay or just British. Let's use it in a sentence. Yo, Benedict Cumberbatch just got married to a woman due to C-3PO.
There's a new game, apparently it's called Lightsaber Escape, all right? And it lets you wave your phone around to control a lightsaber on your computer. You get to experience what it's like to fight with a lightsaber and what it's like to go to the Apple store after you throw your phone across the room pretending that it was a lightsaber. Can you get that? So.
Next, it's The Force Awakens. This is when you finally meet a good guy after a trilogy of duds. Let's see it in a sentence. My last three boyfriends were a C-3PO, a Santa, and a Fedora the Explorer. Thank God I met Steve. Hashtag The Force Awakens.
Now, there are actually several Star Wars sequels and byproducts in the works right now. Next year, they are releasing a spinoff called Rogue One, and the year after that will be Star Wars Episode 8. It's all Disney. It's part of their plan to release a new Star Wars movie every time Apple comes out with a new iPhone.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.